Nityananda Avirbhav Tithi Mahotsav Ki Jai. Today is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Sri Harinam Sankirtan movement. This is a monumental day. When did the Harinam Sankirtan movement begin in an in mass, large scale way? Obviously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting in congregational way in Mayapur after he was initiated in Gaya when he was about 20 years old. He got initiated and came back and started somewhat. But the official worldwide, World Sankirtan Party, worldwide Namhata Sankirtan Party started in the year 1512. And this is the year 2012. I'm saying approximately 1512, as much as I can understand, and I'll explain how I've derived that. This is the year 2012, so it's 500 years ago today on the appearance of Lord Nityananda. It all started with two people meeting privately in a holy place. And one of those personalities was Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Another personality was Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he took Nityananda to a Nibritastan, to a very lonely place, and he talked to him privately. And this is a momentous meeting. It's almost like we have nowadays summit conferences or the superpowers. I remember in the 60s, there was about to be a third world war was about to start between America and Russia. America was led by John F. Kennedy, and Russia was led by somebody, Khrushchev. And everyone was in tension and preparing for the third world war. It was inevitable. So then a meeting was called somewhere out in the middle of the ocean, somewhere in a boat. And these two, the world's superpowers, America and Russia, who had the biggest armies and air forces and all atomic bombs and ready to blow up the world and especially each other. The two leaders met and decided that it's not a good idea, and they created the peace treaty, and the war was avoided. It was a monumental meeting, at least in terms of mundane politics and political history for the world. So a monumental meeting for the liberation of the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga happened in Jagannath Puri approximately the year of 1512, when Lord Gauranga took Nityananda to a private place and he revealed his mind. And I'll explain a little bit about that, why he chose Lord Nityananda to start this worldwide Harinam Sankirtan Namhata movement. Basically, the inaugurator, as the phrase is often used, the inaugurator of the Harinam Sankirtan movement is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the general consensus. But I may inaugurate something, but it doesn't mean that I propagate something. I may say, I'm inaugurating a construction of this ashram. And then I inaugurate it. And then I say, and he'll build it, and he'll run it, and he'll design it. And I leave. I don't lay one brick. I never even enter the ashram. I go off and get an island off of Hawaii and live on fruits and nuts. Someone said, well, who inaugurated this ashram? Oh, Swami Bhogananda. I never saw. No, his name is there in the plaque. Inaugurated by. Sometimes they have some politicians inaugurated by. So it's a fact, indisputable fact, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement. But how did he do it? Where did he do it? When did he do it? And who actually carried out his will? Icha and Kriya. So his will was to liberate everyone by spreading the Shudanam Harinam Sankirtan. But who carried out the will? For example, Brahma was doing austerity. He wanted the mercy of God, and he wanted awareness and power to create. And so that was his desire. And then Vishnu reciprocated with his prayer and said, all right. But he said, all right, I'll give him the power. But how did he give him the power? He sent Divya Saraswati. Divya Saraswati carried the will of the Lord to Brahma by giving him Gopal Mantra. And then he had his desire fulfilled by realizing that his purpose in life and getting suitably empowered to create the world. So she carried out the will. The will was carried out by Divya Saraswati. So the will of Chaitanya was to spread the holy name to every town and village and to liberate every jiva in the material universe. And that will was carried out by Lord Nityananda. And he's glorified everywhere for starting the Namhatas and Namhat movement. Sarai Japena Naam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Swapneo Nahika Nityananda Mukhayanya. This is a repetition. We've had class on this before. But this is specifically, this set of verses describes why Gauranga Mahaprabhu picked Nityananda to start the Harinam Sankirtan movement and exactly what happened, what transpired during that auspicious private meeting in 1512 in Jagannath Puri, in that lonely place. Well, before he called Nityananda, he was understanding that Nityananda had this feature that Sarai Japnam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Kirtaniya Sadahari. So he was doing Kirtaniya Sadahari. He was Japnam Sadai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So there it is. Sambandha Avideya Prayojana in three words. Sambandha Avideya Prayojana. Three words. So obviously Nityananda was a fit person to carry out the will of Lord Gauranga, to carry out his desire to spread the Sankirtan movement. Why? Because he understood the whole thing in three words. And therefore, he wouldn't even sleep. He wouldn't dream. Nityananda wouldn't... He, even in his dream, he would not speak anything else. Swapne o nahika. Swapne o nahika. Nityananda mukhayanya. Mukhayanya. Nothing else came from his mouth, even when he was sleeping, except Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So when Nityananda was sleeping, he was broadcasting the Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta and Dharma. And obviously when he was awake, he was Vajra Krishna, Kuro Krishna, Kaha Krishna, Nam. He was telling everyone. So well, how is this Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan? Because Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna, Radha Krishna, this is the Prayojan. Sri Krishna means Radha, Sri Radha, Krishna, Krishna, Gopinath, Govinda Madhav. So Sri Krishna is the Prayojan, the goal of life is to worship them in love. But how will we get the life to do it? How will we come alive in spiritual realization or spiritual identity? How will we realize our own identity as Jivara Surapaya Krishna Nityadas, Jivara Surapaya Radha Krishna Nityadas? Because we're sleeping dead. We're walking dead. We're living dead because we're dead to God and we're dead to self-realization. Atma tattva gyan nahi. We have no knowledge of ourselves, nor our relationship with God or Sri Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So then, there's someone came to wake us up, give us chaitana, life, and that's Chaitanya. So Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he is a source of sambandha, and he is a source of the avideya. What is the avideya? Chaitanya came to give life, which is sambandha. Without life or foundation, there's no progress or establishment of spiritual life. First you have to wake up before you can do anything. Your waking means your establishment. The baby becomes established in this world by coming out of the womb. That's his establishment. He comes out of the womb. It means he wakes up from the womb and begins his sojourn in the external world. So when Chaitanya wakes us up, we begin our sojourn on the path of Sri Krishna Bhakti, Radha Krishna Bhakti. So Chaitanya gives that sambandha gyan, that knowledge, to wake us up, give us chaitana, give us life, spiritual life. But then what is that spiritual life nurtured by and nourished by and propelled by and developed by? That's the abhideya, the means, the practice, the sadhana. And that is Nam-Sankirtan. What Nam? The name of Sri, the name of Krishna. Chaitanya gave us sambandha and Chaitanya said, here's the abhideya. Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna Sharanamama, Sri Krishna Sharanamama, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Hare is Sri, Radha, Krishna is Krishna, Gopinath. So this is, everything is there in Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda, no one else in the Panchatattva, but Nityananda sleeping, awake, walking everywhere, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And the first one he preached to and converted was Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was converted to the Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And when he left his body, he held the feet of Lord Chaitanya on his chest and riveted his eyes in the lotus eyes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and chanted Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and left this world. So this is the, he went, so then what, so this is Nityananda. These are some of the characteristics of Nityananda. Why did Gauranga pick Nityananda to spread the Harinam Sangirtan movement? Not Advaitacharya, and not Gadadhar, and not Srivas, or anyone else. Why? Because of his characteristics, because of his nature. Jaina Ramachandre Lakshmanera Ratimati Seimata Nitaira Sri Chaitanya Priti. Nitai's love for Sri Chaitanya was like the love and attachment Lakshman had for Ramchandra. Sri Chaitanya Priti. So obviously you can't chant someone's name when you're awake and when you're asleep unless you're full of love for that person. There's another person that also chants the name of his beloved when he's awake or when he's asleep, and he can't repress it and he can't hide it, even though his name is Krishna, and even though he's sleeping with Rukmini or Satyabhama, and even though he's in Dwarka, and even though he's Purna Bhagavan, and he's in the mood of Aishwarya with the touch of Madhurya, but he can never leave the touch of Madhurya Mayi Radha. So even when he's sleeping, Dwarkadish Sri Krishna and Dwarka is chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. So Nitai is like this, and he had Chaitanya Priti, just like Lakshman Rati Priti. Lakshman was so intensely attached to Ramachandra, he never looked at anyone else. He couldn't even bear to look at, what to speak of look at men, he didn't even look at ladies. It's natural for young, handsome, heroic men to look at ladies, or even remember them. His own wives or other ladies. He's moving and living with, for 13 years, how was it, 13 years? Exile. 14 years exile with the most beautiful woman in the entire creation, Sita Devi. 24/7. He's living with Sita Devi. Did he ever propose to enjoy his brother's wife, which is so common today, and join families? It's very, very common for brothers to defile the wife of their younger, elder brother. And knowing everything about what they look like and meditate on them. But he lived for 14 years with the goddess of fortune. He never looked above her ankle bells. In the Ramayana, once they asked, "What did you see her? What does she look like?" He said, "I don't know. I never saw. I only saw her feet." So this is his Ram Rati. Ram Rati Mati. His intelligence is completely attached to Ramchandra so much he won't even glance above the feet of the goddess of fortune who he's living with 24/7. Now that's intense attachment to God. And that attachment Lakshman had is the same attachment Nitai had for Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And as Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling us, Nityananda Prasad say Sakala Samsara Adyapya Ghai Sri Chaitanya Avatar. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the entire world is now singing the glories of Sri Chaitanya. Now that momentous meeting of the great stalwarts of pure devotion who graced this planet 500 years ago, that meeting which changed the course of history, really changed the course of history. I'm not talking about the meeting that precipitated World War I or II or anything. I'm talking about the meeting which launched the worldwide Sangirtan movement to liberate the Jivas in Russia and America and, what to speak of, India and all around the world. It happened one day. Ek din Sri Gaurasundara Narahari Nibritte Vasila Nityananda Sange Kari Nibritte Vas Nibritte Kunj. Sri Gaurasundar. Sri Gaurasundar. Sri Gaurasundar. Shyam Sundar. And then Sri Gaura. Sri's Gora is covered Sundar. Sri's Gora Kanti has covered Shamasundar, made Shamasundar Gora Sundar. So Sri Gora Sundar. And Narahari. It's an interesting thing, says Narahari. One day, Sri Gaurasundar, the Supreme Lord in the form of a human being, Narahari, sat down with Nityananda in a solitary place. It was a private meeting. He's going to speak in his ear the most clandestine message, which would Prabhubali, Shuna Nityananda Mahamati, Satwari Chalahatumi, Navadvipaprati. Gauranga said, O Mahamati Nitai, O most magnanimous Nityananda, go quickly, Satwari Chalaha, go quickly to Navadvip. Pratigya Kari Achi Ami Nijamuke, Murk Nicha Daridra, Vasava Prema Suke. I have personally promised Pratigya to inundate Vasava, inundate the fools, the fallen and the poor in the happiness of ecstatic love. He's saying Pratigya Nijamuke. Nijamuke, from my own mouth. From my own mouth, my own words that come out. Because many wretched and poor people approached him, and he was not so much favoring them when he was in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was preaching, mostly preached to religious leaders and the intelligentsia and the Brahmins and Acharyas and Pandits. He didn't focus his mercy light on the wretched, poor and foolish. But he said, I will liberate you. I will do it. So he took that promise, but he had yet to fulfill it. The murka, the nicha, the daridra, the nicha, the fallen, low-born, the murka, the foolish, daridra, the poor. He promised to prema suke, to submerge them, immerse them in the ocean waves of love, happy ocean of love. Tumi otakila jari muni dharma kari apana udhama bhava sava parihari tabe morka nicha jata patita samsar bhalate ki arake bhakari be udhar. Nitai, your avadut, if you follow this mon brat, muni dharma means moni, means moni. I have moni amavasya, already passed magma, so moni amavasya. If you're like all other avadhuts and monis, you don't speak, appearing dumb like Jad Bharat. He didn't speak, except once. And then everyone understood all, speaking very wisely and sagaciously. If you renounce parihari, sabaparihari, if you renounce your actual bhav, what is your bhav? Your bhav is udham. Udham, apana udham, udham bhav. What is your bhav? What is your actual nature? It is compassion, karuna, preaching, prachara. If you do that, maintain your attachment to muni dharma and cover and repress your udham bhav, then what will happen to these nichas and murkas and daridras I mentioned? Who will deliver them? They've fallen into this material life. Bhakti rasa data tumi samvarile tabe avatara wa ki nimitte karile. Nitai, you are the distributor of bhakti ras, the mellows of devotional love. If you hide them within your heart and relish to it yourself the sweetness and depth of those ecstatic experiences, then what is the use of your avatar in this world, your incarnation? Tabe avatara wa ki nimitte kari. What is the purpose? What is the use? What instrumental value is there in your coming? Iteke amara vakya jari satya chao, tabi avilambe tumi ghao deshe jao. Now, Nitai, if you wish to fulfill my promise, you must go to Bengal without delay. Morkanicha patita dukita jatajan bhaktiriya karaghya sabare mochan. Deliver the foolish, wretched, fallen, and distressed persons by giving them devotional service. This was that famous meeting 500 years ago. It all began with these words. Go and deliver the foolish, wretched, fallen, distressed persons by giving them bhakti, bhakti diya, sabare mochan, liberate everyone. The Sindhis, the Hindus, the Christians, the Jews, the Punjabis, the Chinese, the French, the Russians, everyone, Muslims. Who can imagine? Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya inaugurated it. The wind blows, then the tidal wave rises. The wind inaugurates the tidal wave, and the tidal wave washes away the village. The tidal wave comes, the wind maybe starts it, and that's it. Maybe there's an earthquake. There's an earthquake in the ocean, then coming as a result or an effect or aftermath of that earthquake is a tidal wave which washes away the whole island, destroys everyone. Not the earthquake. The earthquake may be miles away. So in this analogy, the earthquake is the order of Gauranga, and the tidal wave is the tidal wave of mercy of Nityananda, which inundated everyone. Basava, basava prema suke, Nityananda ami bharo dukhi. And he's so much, was it, ami bharo dukhi. You're suki, you're so happy, you're full of compassion, give happiness to everyone, please make me happy. So that's his mission. Gauranga ordered him, basava prema suke, nicha, morka, daridra, basava. Let them all get the mercy. Let them all submerge and swim in the ocean of love. The purport in text 229, Antya 5 of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Siddhanta Saraswati is saying, all the intelligent, aristocratic, and learned people of Bengal were preached to by Gaurasundara. But the foolish, wretched, and sinful people did not understand the bhakti that to Krishna that Gaurasundara was preaching. So, to benefit those foolish, wretched, fallen souls, to liberate them from their non-devotional propensities, a very polite way of saying wretchedly fallen, sinful life, Sri Gaurasundara sent Nityananda to Bengal and then on to the world. Mahaprabhu had personally promised that he would deliver all ignorant fallen people who are more or less useless. That's a very appropriate glorification of all of us. I'll repeat that. Gauranga personally promised that he would deliver all ignorant fallen people who are more or less useless. Gaurasundara sent Sri Nityananda to uplift them. Sri Nityananda Patita Pavanavatara Ki Jai. So this is the momentous day which we are celebrating, the 500th anniversary of this meeting, which took place approximately in the year 1512. In 1510, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and traveled throughout to South India, then he settled up in Puri. So we're just saying around this time he met with Lord Nityananda and had this momentous meeting. So this is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Harinam Sankirtan movement, which of course it's preaching. He told him to go preach the teachings of Lord Krishna. He told people, worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, and follow Krishna's, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. The Shiksha, the words of Krishna, Sri Bhagavana Vachan, Padma Puran, rather, let's say, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So that means the same meeting with the same order, Lord Nityananda took that and he basically in that order, when Lord Gauranga told Nityananda to tell everyone to worship Krishna, tell everyone to chant Krishna's name, and tell everyone to follow Krishna's teachings. So in that order 500 years ago, not only did Lord Gauranga initiate the Harinam Sankirtan movement, but he also initiated transcendental book distribution. Because how will people follow the Shiksha of Krishna unless they get Bhagavad Gita? The Shiksha is not floating through the air to catch with your butterfly net. The Shiksha is in books. So we can even trace out the beginning of book distribution with Gauranga's compassion to deliver the foolish, wretched, and fallen, distressed persons by giving them bhakti. Bhakti comes in Harinam Sankirtan. Bhakti comes in one-on-one preaching of Krishna Kirti. What is Kirti? Sankirtan. Kirti. Full glorification, full immersion, immerse the person's body, mind, and senses in Krishna's Naam, Kirti. That's Naam Sankirtan. In his glories and his teachings. So book distribution is Kirti, is Naam Sankirtan, is Guna Sankirtan, is Shiksha Sankirtan. They're one. It is like one coin with two sides. Harinam Sankirtan means Harinam Sankirtan of the holy name and Harinam Sankirtan of the holy Granta. Granta Bhagavat, Naam Bhagavat. Granta Bhagavat, Naam Bhagavat. There is no difference. Those who see Ved, they're fools. I would like to say that. Although some people say they don't see the blend. There's just two sides of one arrow. An arrow, one way an arrow is has two sides, and oftentimes an arrow is pointed and there's two blades going like that. There's two sides of an arrow. Hunting arrow. Now I'm not talking about target arrows. They're a different shape. Hunting arrows are very project pointed like this, narrow to wide. Two points or sometimes four, usually two, like razors. One blade is Harinam Sankirtan, the other is book distribution. And together it makes a perfect, hits the target. Because the Harinam creates the Sukriti and the Shraddha and watch and get such powerful purification so they can actually touch a book and open a book and get some understanding of Krishna's Shiksha. Kaha Krishna, Loha Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Take Krishna's name, Loha Krishna, chant Kaha Krishna, chant Krishna's name. So chant Krishna's name, Harinam Sankirtan. Take a Shiksha, take a book. I don't see any difference. So all this began. Book distribution started 500 years ago, Harinam Sankirtan. It all began with this meeting in Puri, where Nityananda met Gauranga in a private place, Nibrita Vasila, and Gauranga launched the Sankirtan movement, Brihat Mridanga. In fact, he actually started that term, Brihat Mridanga, in he became very popular around 1933 or so. I mean, he left in 36, 31, 32, when he sent three or four sannyasis out of India to preach the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Germany, England, and Burma. He sent to three places. And he gave a lecture in the Math in Bhagavazar when all those sannyasis, he wanted everyone to wish them well. And he said, we are sending these are the living Brihad Mridangas. Yeah. These sannyasis are living Brihad Mridangas. They're going to go and spread the message of Lord Gauranga. He's sending the living Brihad Mridangas. So the message, the books, the message to the countries. It's interesting, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was thinking about where to preach, he met with Rabindranath Tagore. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati met with Rabindranath Tagore, who was a famous Nobel Peace Laureate from Bengal, who wrote some type of poem, I believe, he was recognized for. He was a rather famous personality in those days, and he had traveled overseas to America and other countries. Bhaktisiddhanta said, "I'm thinking of sending my sannyasis overseas. What is your idea?" He said, "America is not a good place. And I'll tell you why. I've just come from there. There is some famous yogi from India who went to America in the 30s, and he was a mystic yogi. And he entertained everyone and tantalized everyone with his mystic powers. And then he started enjoying all kinds of American women, like anything. I forget his name. And he gave a terrible name to yoga and to any spiritual people from India. Americans, all kinds of bad press, they deported him back to India. And he said the atmosphere is not very good in America, although they're such a powerful nation. They will not be received. They'll be lumped in with this bogus. He was a sannyasi also. And they won't be successful." Then he said, "And I suggested you don't send anyone to England," because he said, "What about England? Because it's also English-speaking." He wanted to go to English-speaking countries, because it's a big language ruling the world. And he asked Rabindranath, "What about England?" And then Rabindranath said, "England is puffed up, because they have this ego of being the rulers of the world, although they no longer really are. You know, they're not so, but even well, maybe they were in the 30s, so they're the rulers of the world. They have this ego that we can't learn from anybody. We're not interested. What are you going to tell us? You're a bunch of heathens. So I don't advise you to send anyone there, but I do advise you to send some to Germany. Germans are very intelligent, and if they take something, if they take up something, they become fanatical about it. And not only that, they're very interested in Indian culture, and they've always been favorable to reading our books, and they're interested in our teachings. So I think you'll be successful in Germany." So, of course, not being controlled by his advice, but taking it seriously under his belt, he didn't send anyone to America. At any rate, this movement that was started by Nityananda was really picked up by Srila Prabhupada. After Nityananda, Lord Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati sent some preachers, he touched base a little bit, but Prabhupada went everywhere. He was actually the first. That's why his non-envious godbrothers recognized him as Nityananda Shakti. Nityananda Vesh, rather. He was directly empowered by Nityananda. Nitai Vinay Bhai Radha Krishna Bhai. Because it's a progression. Guru, this daya, this kripa, you know, the mercy of Nityananda is all-encompassing and all-encouraging. He goes to the lowest of the low and lifts them up. Because we want the highest thing, which is the service of Radha and Krishna. And this is available by the mercy of Gauranga, even in Kali Yuga, or especially in Kali Yuga, that the jivas can attain the fullest potential of they contain the fullest realization of their potential, sthayibhav, in this age, by the mercy of Gauranga, we're so fallen that Gauranga's mercy, to understand that Gauranga is a combined avatar of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahayanya, that's a little obscure, a little difficult to understand the identity of Lord Chaitanya, that he's Mahaprabhu, Rasaraja Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Nityananda, he's the bridge to the mercy of Gauranga. So that, in other words, there's an island. You're on one island, and there's another island. And that other island is, you may be living on hell, but if you cross that bridge, you can get to heaven. But that heaven is the service of Radha and Krishna. And that bridge to the service of Radha and Krishna is Gauranga. But to get to that bridge of Gauranga, we need Nityananda. Brings us to the bridge. He brings us to Nityananda. And Nityananda brings us to Gauranga, and Gauranga brings us and reveals the service of Radha and Krishna. Because when you say, Nitai Binai Bhai Radha Krishna Payate Nai, because without the mercy of Nitai, you can't attain Radha and Krishna, because Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. Because other places, Krishna's Kaviraj and others, and other bhajans, they say without Nityananda's mercy, you can't get Gauranga's mercy. And Prabhupada often mentions this also. So it's a triumvirate between Nityananda, Gauranga, and Radha and Krishna. Because Radha and Krishna, sometimes they're Gauranga, sometimes they're Radha and Krishna. So Nitai Vine Bhai, Radha Krishna Payate Mai. It's the same as saying Nitai Vine Bhai, Gauranga Payate Nai. Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna, Gauranga. But Gauranga's teaching is the service of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. That's what he's teaching. That's what he's absorbed in Radha Krishna Smaran and Radha Krishna Seva. And that's what he's teaching, Braj Bhakti. But actually, to get this, the connection, Nittai brings us to Gauranga, and Guru brings us to Gauranga. Nittai's mercy, Guru's mercy, it gives us the Adhikar and prepares us to meet the associates of Radha and Krishna. Then we become Rupanugas. To actually attain Radharani, we come through the Manjris and Gopis, and the Parampara of Sakhi Manjris. Nittai is not serving Radharani, obviously. And that's a whole another expression between him and Krishna when he's in Nagamandri. But that's a whole other tapa, and that's not part of this line. The mercy line of Nityananda is to bring us, to create the qualification, to uplift us, because we're Jagais and Madais, we have to get out of the gutter first and drop our whiskey bottles. And then, so then Nittai extends his hand. As Prabhupada, one person wrote of Vyasa Puja, Prabhupada, he went to the hell of New York, and only you are willing to roll up your sleeves and stick your hand into the sewer. One person wrote, very interesting. You extended your arms into the cesspools and septic tanks of New York City, the Lower East Side, East Village, and it's all black stool and scum and urine. And you didn't mind. You rolled up your silk kurta to your elbows and you stuck your arm and all the way to your elbows and you opened your hands. And there were thousands of jivas squalling and squirming in that stool pit, cesspool, septic tank of the Lower East Side. And then you just closed your hand, and when you pulled your hand up, there were a few jivas holding onto your hand that are covered with stool. That's us, your fallen disciples. Nityananda takes us from there, and we end up in the Nikunja Seva of Radharani. We find out about Rupa Manjri and Rati Manjri and Naratam. Naratam is not just saying Nittai. Nittai is, it's a connection. You have to get connected. The Sambandha has to be there. The Priyojana, Nityananda, his role is to establish Sanamideya, and then he fades off, and then the role taking you into the Priyojana Tattva, then it becomes Guru and Sakhi Parampara and a whole line of Mandris and Sakhis, and Nityananda is now becoming the background. Some great high school teacher played a key role in your education, your thinking process, and how to help you think and understand school books and study properly. Maybe one teacher in all your career. Oh yeah, he actually taught me how to learn. He taught me how to study. He taught me how to take notes. But then you go to college and get a degree and he's way back there somewhere. But without him, without his input at that crucial time, you would have never become successful in your career of education to the final degree. So Nityananda is a key link in a line of perfection in Kali Yuga. So seeing that, Prabhupada, he understood how fallen people were in America, so he didn't think about installing Mahaprabhu deities everywhere. He tried once in Jhansi, he did, and when he got to America, he said, Gauranga, I need your brother over here. Nityananda. So he brought Nityananda and Gaura Nittai. You can't start saying Nittai is Nagamandri, and Nagamandri, that's an incompatible presentation and this type of question. Nittai Vine Bhai, it's because Nangamandri doesn't really play. Nangamandri, first of all, is a Sakhi, not a Mandri. So she has a name. The only thing of Mandri about a Nangamandri, she's called Mandri. You can read Radha Krishna Deepika and find out her identity. She's a Sakhi. There's two Sakhis and there's a category. Nitya, she's a Priya Sakhi or something. She's not a Pran Sakhi or she's not a Manjri. Although someone may say that, but there's two or three have the name Manjri, but they're not. It just means bud-like. Because she's a little younger than Radharani. So she's like a bud of Radharani. Radharani's a flower and she's a flower bud. So Nittai is That's why it's often said we should chant Nittai's name or Gaur Nittai's name more to prepare us. Nityananda. Nityananda is the most merciful. There's nothing wrong with that. And the goal is in mind, and so they say, well, that's the goal, that's Prayojana, but where am I and where is the goal? So we have to see the significant position of Nityananda. And it's even you can see, you take the indication from Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga is a Kali Yuga Patita Pavan avatar, but how much emphasis he himself is putting on Nityananda. Lord Gauranga himself is saying Nithai Vinay Bhai Radha Krishna. He said, I'm Radha and Krishna. Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. But he's saying, go to Nithai. Your connection with Nithai. Are we scholars? Are we intellectuals? Are we acharyas? Are we pundits? Are we Brahmins? Hardly. At least Brahmins in those days observed some sanskaras. Garbhadan sanskara, non sanskara, jati sanskara. Now there's only one sanskara in all of India. People only, they all maybe worship, there's two. One is, and hardly the second one they do correctly. The first one they do is Vivaha sanskara. And then at that time they also lump in the Upanayanam. It's a whole joke. Because the Brahmins are not supposed to get married without Upanayanam. So the day before marriage you have Upanayanam and you're a brahmachari for one day. You wear wooden shoes and you walk around with the brahmachari danda. And you walk up and down and chant some mantras in the garden as a brahmachari. And that's your Upanayanam. You get your Brahman thread at the age of 21 or 22. Then the next day you're married, or 23, whatever. Well, how are you old when you're supposed to get Upanayanam when you're 11. And Shika and Brahman thread, but they don't want to disturb it. They look funny in school if they have a Shika. And Karmi school, and it look funny, awkward having a Brahman thread when they're in grammar school. It's so funny situation. Yeah, Nitya Parishad, Pran Sakhi of Radharani, Kayavyo of Radharani is showing that even I can't get to Radha Krishna without Nitya's mercy. What about you? Das Goswami, until he... Well, there's two things we want to draw from this story. Let's not only take half of it. One thing is you can't get Radha Krishna without the mercy of Nitya or the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas begins with Guru. Hari, Guru Vaishnava. Vaishnavas lead to Guru, Guru leads to Hari, and Guru leads to service of all three. Service of Vaishnava, service of Guru, and service of Hari. Progression is more like Vaishnava, Guru, Hari. But generally they say service of Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, because they go from the descending order. The topmost service is rendered to Hari, if you're capable and qualified and have adhikara. And then next capability and highest is serving Guru, Matahati. The mad elephant offense generally applies to the Uttam Bhakta or to the Guru, although Vaishnava can also be there. So therefore the service of Vaishnavas is a little more lower on the scale or easier to execute without offense. Tadati Pratigrinati Bhunkte Bhojayate Cheva. Giving some prasad to the Vaishnavas or some class or giving some gifts, that's Vaishnava Seva also. And that's where we start. We serve the Vaishnavas and honor them properly. And then we attain the mercy of a Guru. We get the Sukriti from the Vaishnavas to get the Guru. And from the Guru we get the mercy to attain Hari. Hari Guru Vaishnava. So in this case it's going from the topmost level of Seva Adhikar and recipient of Seva to the lower level from Hari Guru Vaishnava. Sharaj Chandra Brantim Spuradamala Kantim Gajagatim Hari Premon Mattam Dritaparam Masatram Smitamukham Sada Gurnan Netram Kara Kalita Vetram Kalibidham Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravaddi. Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravaddi. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree. Bhajanatarukandam. Kanda means root. Taro, Bhajantaru is interesting. Bhajan Tataram is, of course, tree. It's more like he's the root of the tree of bhajan. Bhajan taru kandam. Kandam means root. Because when it's described, Vishnu Chakravarti's purport, Sharta Darshini, about the different services that Haridas Varya Giridhari Govardhan offers to Krishna. One it says Mula and Kandam, and it says Kandam, and it says he offers so many roots and fruits and honey and beverages and pila beverages, and so this is Kandam. He's the root of the tree of bhajan. So the bhajan, our bhajan is Harinam bhajan, Nam bhajan. So to do Nam bhajan properly, we need the kripa of Nityananda. His face is, it's the first line, Sharad Chandra Brantim. This is describing his face. His face is more brilliant than the moon in the Sharad season. Brantim means effulgent. His face, his bright face mocks the Sharad Purnima. And his complexion, pure complexion glistens. That's his kanti. Spurad, Amala kanti. He is a pure effulgence. He's manifesting a pure effulgence. His pure complexion glistens. And this is Gajagatim, like an elephant. He's like Gajagatim. He's moving. Gati, he's moving like a royal elephant, and he's drunk. He's unmatam. Unmatam means he's intoxicated with Hari Prem. Always intoxicated, mad, and Hari Prem. Drita Paramasattvam. He's a parasattvam, shuddha sattva. He's a very firm, unshakable, immovable representative of the topmost transcendental energy, shuddha sattva. And smita mukham, sada. And his face is smiling, always smiling, very happy face. Face wears a smita, a gentle smile. His eyes are always rolling due to his absorption in Krishna Prem. Gurnan netram, karakalita vetram. And then his lotus hand is beautified with a staff that smashed the Iron Age. His lotus hand is beautified with a staff. And who by the performance of Nam Sankirtan pierces the influence of Kali, so the Kali Bidam. So somehow this Kara Kalita Vetram must mean, well, Kara means hand. Kara means hand, Kalita Vetram, Kali Vetram must mean some black iron rod. Holding in his Kara, in his hand, a black iron rod, he smashes Kali in the head. Kali Bidam. Let's do the next one. Rasanam agaram swajana gana sarvasvamatulam tariyeka prana pratima vasudha janavapatim sara premon maddam parama viditam mandamanasam bhaje nityanandam bhajana tarukandam niravadhi bhaje nityanandam bhajana tarukandam niravadhi. I perpetually worship Bhaji Nityanandam. Nityananda, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, the root of bhajan, who is the mainstay of all the rasas, Rasanam Agaram. He is the master of his two wives, Vasudha and Janava. That's Vasudha Janava Patim. Pratima. Prana Pratima. Prana Pratima Vasudha Janava Patim. They consider him more dear than their own lives. That's Prana Pratima, Tadeka. And he was always maddened in Krishna Prema that we've heard before, Sada Prema on Madam. And it was unknown to those only, who is unknown only to those of meager intelligence. Manda Manasam. Those stupid people, they really don't have, they have like zero intelligence. They don't know about Nityananda. I don't know, Parma Viditam. It's completely unknown, Aviditam, Aved. They don't, Ved means to know, Aved means not to know. Parma, he's completely unknown to the stupid men. Manasam means men. Monday means stupid, slow, foolish. Shachi shuno prishtam nikila jagat ishtam sukamayam kaloma jajjivo dharana karano dhamma karanam hayarakyana dvaba vajaladi garvon natiharam bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam niravadi. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the tree, bhajan, the root of the bhajan, Krishna bhajan tree, who is very dear to Shachinandan. Where is that there? Oh, Shachi Suno Prishtam. Shachi Suno Prishtam. He's like, we have Mukunda, Guru is Mukunda Prishta, Vishnu Prishta, Krishna Prishta. So he's Shachinandan Prishtam. Shachi Suno Prishtam. He's worshipped by the entire universe. Nikila Jagat Ishtam. And he's the embodiment of happiness. Sukamayam. Nityananda is another word. Nityananda, always blissful, means Sukamayam. He's made of happiness, concentrated happiness. His infinite mercy is a means for delivering the souls and drowning in Kali. This Kalo Majaj. Majaj means drowning. Jivo Dharana. He's lifting up. Karana means he's the cause. His Karana Udham. His Udham, Karana, his compassion and his Karana, his compassion and his wealth, mood of welfare is the cause of lifting the jivas out of the drowning ocean of Kali. Kalo Majaj means, Dharana means to lift up, Dharana, to hold, to uplift. And jiva means living entities. And karana udham, karanam. Karana means he's the cause. What is the cause of their upliftment? What is the cause of the upliftment of the jivas who are drowning in the age of Kali? It is the mercy of Nittai and his udham, his kripa, his mercy, his preaching, his welfare mood. Hari Akyan, and he's always speaking the words of Hari. Akya, Akya, like, means words and teachings. And he's performing Harinam Sankirtan, eradicates the swelling false pride of the ocean of Peter Burton. Garva means pride. Onati Haram takes away their pride. Jaladi means Bhava Jaladi. Bhava Jaladi means ocean of material existence. Jaladi means ocean of material existence, Bhava. So he's speaking Harikata. His Harikata breaks and haram breaks and takes away the false pride of those drowning in material existence. Yes? Hariyak akyanad bhavajaladi garvan nati haram. Hai bratrninam kali kalushinam kim nu bhavita tata prayaschittam rachayadyadanaya sata imhe brajantitamittam saha bhagavata mantrayatiyo bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam niravadi. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda, the root of the Krishna bhajan tree, who said to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Aye bratur ninam, O brother Gauranga, Kali Kalushinam, kim na bhavita? What will be the destination of the sinful souls of Kali, and how will they be redeemed? Nrinam, those human beings, Kali Kalushinam. Please devise a method by which they will easily attain you. Vrajanti tamitam, they will go to you. Bhagavata mantra yati. Bhagavat mantra. This is mantra yati. Like we have yantra, it's a method, yantra, mantra. So please tell me a mantra, a Bhagavat mantra, or a system of Bhagavat upasana, or mantra, by which they can attain you, they can go to you. He asked them. And of course he said yes. Harinam Sankirtan. This is the Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalavanas Tevanas Tevanas Tevagatiranyata. this very verse was spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, quoting from the Brihadnaradiya Purana in his own preaching, and he gave an elaborate commentary on that verse also. He considered this as one of the primal Shastric Pramanic verses to establish the efficacy and preeminence of Harinam Sankirtan in the age of Kali. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. So the Puranas are saying, and he is saying also, there's no other way, there's no other way but Hari Kirtan. Yateshtam re bratu kuru hari hari dvanam manisham tatu vasam saram buditara nadayo mahilaget hiram bahu spottara tati ratan yanya vdigdam bhaje nityanandam bhajana tarukandham niravadi. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhajan tree, who, wandering around Bengal, approached the door of every home with his upraised arms and exclaimed, Re Brata, O brothers, without inhibition, all of you family members and brothers and sisters get together and continuously chant Harinam. If you do so, I will take the responsibility to deliver you from the ocean of material existence. So that's our life insurance policy. Nittai Insurance Company. Let Nityananda come into your house. Open the door of the house of your heart. Everyone is hiding themselves in their hearts. Nityananda is pounding on the door of the heart. Brother, hey, Ari, brother, suno. Chant, Bhaja Krishna Koro Krishna Kaha Krishnanam. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Loha Gauranga Namare.
Bhaja Gauranga,
Kaha Gauranga. Loha Gauranga Namare. He's rolling on the doorstep with a straw between his teeth and begging them, Oh brothers, Yateshtam Yire Brata Kuru Hari Hari Dvanam Anisham Samsaram Budi Tarana Dhayo Mai Laget. I will take my mercy, my Kripa, Tarana. I will take you across and deliver you from this Ambuli of samsara. Bahuspotar, raise both your arms. Raise both your arms above your head. Bahuspotar atati ratiyan. And chant, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. So if you do this without any inhibition, continuously chant Harinam. Seems a little added up there. Okay, next one. Balat samsaram modindi narana kumbhur bhavamaho satam shreya sindhu nati humuda bandham samuditam kalashani spurjati mira hara surya pravamaham bhaje nityanandam bhajana tarukandam niravadi. I eternally worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, who is the Agastya Muni, who forcibly swallows the ocean of repeated birth and death, who is a rising full moon which causes the ocean of the saintly person's welfare, their bhavas, to swell, and who is a sun whose brilliant rays dissipate the darkness of ignorance cast by the various classes of miscreants. So in the history of Vedic history, there was one great sage named Agastya Muni, and he was meditating in his ashram on the banks of the ocean somewhere, and the ocean was rising, threatening to wash away his ashram. And he said, what is this? High tide coming to wash away my ashram. So he opened his mouth and swallowed the whole ocean, put it in his gut. Ocean gut. Agatsya. So Agatsya means he got the ocean in his belly. And so all the alligators and timon, gila fish and whales and crocodiles, and they weren't too happy about that loss of water. So they prayed to Varuna to give us back the water, which is our life. So he appealed to Agastya, and then Agastya took a pee, and then all the water came out, and that's how it became salty. It wasn't salty before that. So, and in a similar way, Nityananda, instead of swallowing this ocean, this salt water ocean, is nothing to swallow. Any small time muni can do that, but no, there's no muni that can swallow the whole ocean of every jiva's birth, the ocean of birth and death, samsarabdi that everyone's drowning in, which Bhava Sindhu, material existence. But Nityananda, he forcibly can swallow the ocean of repeated birth and death. Samsara balat, balat samsaram ambo nidhi harana kumbod bhavamaho. Apparently, it seems to be saying that he can take away, he's so powerful, balat, balat, he can take away the entire ocean of repeated birth and death and put it inside a small clay pitcher, a kumbha. He can take that whole ocean of material existence and place it inside the bhavam. Bhavam means the existence. He can transfer its existence into a clay pot. So that's what it means. He's taking it away, he's reducing, as we say, when you meditate on the feet of Krishna, the whole ocean of material existence becomes this vatsapadam. Samastrita ye parapalava plavam mahatpadam punyeshomarari param param vatsapadam bhambari vatsapadam param 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 iviparam natesham. There's a verse by Brahma in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Brahma Stuti, where he's saying, Samastrita ye parapalava plavam. If someone takes complete shelter of the beautiful leaf-like feet of Govinda, which are like the palava, like the leaf bud of a tree, they're so beautiful and gentle and soft, they become like a boat, and you can cross over the whole material ocean just as easily as someone steps across the water-filled hoofprint of a calf in the rainy season in the fields. It's nothing, insignificant. So similarly, this whole samsara ambonity, this ocean of material existence, can become reduced to the water in a clay pot, like gopis carry on their heads, clay pot. Nityananda can do that. He can, one takes shelter. He's a rising full moon that causes the ocean of saintly person's welfare. This is Sindhu. What is Satam Shreya Kumud Bandham Samuditam. Well, that's Kumud Bandham, eternally auspicious. That full moon which opens the friend of the white lotus flower. So he causes the white lotus flower, a good fortune of all the devotees, to bloom. And his brilliant rays, Spurjat, Kalashreni Spurjat, the brilliant rays of his sun-like mercy, Surya Prabha, the influence of the brilliant rays of his sun, Hara Timira. Timira, he'll manifest in the heart these brilliant rays, Surya Prabha, these influential brilliant rays of his mercy, and take away the ignorance. Timira means the darkness of ignorance. Timira Hara. that will manifest, dissipate the darkness of ignorance cast by various classes of miscreants. I guess that's the timirs or miscreants. Omangana timirandasya, you've heard this prayer. Timira means ignorance. Next one. Natantam gayantam harim anuva dantam patipati prajantam pashyantam samapina dayantam janaganam prakurvantam santam sakaruna drigantam prakalanad bhaje nityanandam bhajana tarukandam niravadhi. I eternally worship Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, who wandered on every path in Bengal, dancing, singing, and calling out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And who lovingly bestowed merciful sidelong glances upon those who were not compassionate, even to their own selves. So he's giving mercy even to those who are not even merciful to themselves. He's eternally worshipped Nityananda, the root of the Krishna Bhajan tree. Pati Pati. Every path, pat means path, in Bengal, Anuvadan. He was Natantam Gayantam. He was dancing and singing. Natantam Gayantam. He was dancing and singing Harinam, Anuvad. Every footpath, every way. Brajantam Pajantam, he was manifesting his wandering pastimes. Dayantam, giving mercy to all different groups of living entities, Janaganam. Prakuravantam Santam. Prakalana Sakaruna Drigantam. His eyes, his sidelong glances. His sidelong glances were full of mercy and compassion. Drigantam. Right, Drigantam. Drig means glances, Antam means things. Compassion-laden glances. What are those glances? Can we have any idea what it means to have a glance full of compassion? A merciful sidelong glance, a Driga Anta. Anta means the corner, the side. Interesting teaching here for the members of Harinam Sankirtan parties, that he was dancing, singing, and calling out. And during his Harinam, he was singing, but not just singing, but loudly singing, calling out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And he was dancing, and he was glancing mercifully upon all the conditioned souls who are so unfortunate, they're even committing violence to themselves by knowingly and foolishly engaging in all kinds of non-devotional sinful activities. And they know it too. You tell someone, oh, you're drinking and you're smoking and you're doing all these bad things. Yeah, I know. I don't care. I'm enjoying. So they're committing, knowingly committing violence to their own selves. So we can learn something from this, that Harinam Sankirtan is service to Nityananda. It's not an outing on the streets. It's not an exhibition. It's not a public spectacle. It's not a dance show. It's not a musical performance. It's not a pageantry of color or music. And it's not a sightseeing tour. It's not a time to oogle and google. Oogle and Google whatever latest boys and girls are parading down the promenade. It's a serious service of submitting and surrendering one's body, mind, eyes, words, everything, heart, to the mercy mission of Nityananda. Otherwise, don't even take part. It's a full contribution, a full immersion. Not that we go out on Harinam and stand there like deadbeats, moving our arms like some robotic cymbal players. Don't. Harinam without utsaha, without dancing, is not Harinam. Don't go out. If you don't want to dance, it's not a matter of want. It's a matter of service. Do you want to go to work on Monday morning? No. It's your job. So you may not, we as conditioned, foolish conditioned Kali Yuga souls, we want to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. That's what we want to do. That's all. Voluntarily and willfully and easily and effortlessly, day and night, anytime, any place, these activities we'll jump right into with full enthusiasm also. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. You know, just give me an opportunity for a feast, I'll be there and gorge myself. But when it comes to standing, dancing, hot sun, burning sun, and all kinds of straining conditions, who wants to dance? It's too hot, it's too cold, I don't feel like it, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. You have to feed the circus animals first before they perform. So we're not circus animals, we're devotees. Our lives belong to God. So it's not a question of, we have to do what we have to, what's to be done. It's not what we want to do. If it's what you want to do, then you're not a servant. A servant does what the master wants. So Harinam Sankirtan means the master of Harinam is Nityananda, as we already outlined in the class before. So he himself, he's not a kid. He's 40, 35, 40 years old. He's dancing every single footpath, dancing, singing, glancing compassionately at everyone. Because he's relishing the holy name and he's distributing the holy name through his feet, dancing feet, he's distributing the holy name. He's distributing the holy name through his raised arms and hands. He's distributing the holy name through his voice, his calling out, his chanting, his shouting, his petitioning, his begging. He's distributing the holy name through his glances. As he's glancing at everyone. So knowing this and remembering this, especially in Harinam, we should remember, we should invoke the remembrance of Nityananda. He's the father of Harinam Sankirtan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is simply relishing. He doesn't even look at anyone. When he's dancing in Rath Yatra, he's only looking at Jagannath, chanting prayers to Brijendranandan and Shamsundar. Namo Mahavananyaya. No, he's chanting. What's he chanting? Namo Brahmanya Devaya Govarmanya Taya Jagatitaya Krishna Govindaya Namo Namaha. And he's chanting, Naham Vipro Nachanara Vaishnava. His prayers are there. He chants, when he starts the Rath Yatra, his four prayers that he chants. Two prayers are from 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 90. And then two prayers. One is Namo Brahmanya Devaya, the other is Naham Vipro Nachanara Pradivaishu. Then as the ecstasy starts rolling, he goes deep into Radha's Bhav and he starts chanting prayers from the self-composed prayers which only Rupa Goswami could understand, later recorded. So this is, he's not glancing mercifully at the audience. He may be crying and his tears are shooting from his pitchkari-like eyes and landing on a few fortunate intimates that are nearby him. And they're getting inundated with further waves of prema ras, which they're already inundated in. So that's Gauranga's experience of Harinam Sankirtan, his participation. It's internal, it's individual, it's Radha and Krishna dancing and chanting for each other, moving for each other. But Nityananda is for the masses. He moves for the masses. He lives for others. And his compassion personified, and he is the express personified will of Gauranga and of Radha to spread their holy names to every town and village through Namhat. So the Sankirtan, members of the Sankirtan party, this Nityananda Sankirtan party. That's why oftentimes when they have Sankirtan boats, they had a boat in Mayapur, it's called Nintai Parakamalam. It was a boat that went up and down the Ganga with Harinam party. It was started during Prabhupada's time. And Prabhupada boarded the boat and said, it's very nice. They would go up and down the Ganga and go in all the rivulets inside, little rivers from the Ganga with a boat. And then they would have Harinam and Prasad distribution show a movie, the Hare Krishna people in Bengali, to propagate and then sell Gita Gan, Prabhupada's poetized, Bengali poetized Bhagavad Gita for 1 rupee. And this way they would engage. So Nitai Parakamalam. It wasn't called Gauranga Parakamalam, Nitai. And oftentimes when they talk about Sankirtan parties, they call Nityananda Sankirtan party. So this is, I've been on many Harinam Sankirtan parties in my life. And generally, Western devotees they know that this, if you're in the army, and you're you know, you're in the army and the captain says, okay, we're attack that hill. You don't just say, well, I don't feel like it today. You know, you take the gun and you risk your life and you go shoot as best you can and throw as many hand grenades and try to win that position and defeat the enemy with your life, with your whole life. You may die in that spot, but that's your life is offered to the country. You're a mercenary soldier or you're an army person, so it's not a question. I don't feel like dancing, and you dance, I'll just look at you. And in general, people are so individualistic and egoistic. It's more like egoistic. Everyone's individual, but we submerge our individuality for the common center. That's what Sankirtan means. It actually means Sankirtan means that everything is dedicated to the Kirti. Everything I means my everything I have is dedicated to the glorification of the Lord. So Harinam Sankirtan means dancing, it means chanting, it means raising your arms, it means smiling, looking at the people, being happy, being joyful. It doesn't mean looking at your shoelaces and, you know, playing the cartels. Go home. Better you have two people that are enthusiastic than 6-8 people that are all deadbeat and jerks. I've been in Harinams with two people and it was ecstatic. Because both people were serving the cause. So it's kind of like you're going to do a play. And you practice for a play and then someone goes out and doesn't give his lines right. Then everybody on the stage, what's with you? You know, they get on your case. Well, you're not acting, you're not performing. Well, I don't feel like it. Come on, it's a whole show. If you don't play your part, then the whole thing falls apart. We all have to, you have to come in, the audience will say, what is this? This guy was a guy who didn't learn his lines, or he's not into it. You've ever been in a play? Everybody has to give it their full thing, isn't it? It's a choreographed production for the pleasure of the audience, or the guru, or whoever. God, ultimately. Guru, God, and Vaishnavas. Harinam is no less. It's a production, it's a cooperative, it's a drama, it's a play, it's a unified effort. It's Sankirtan. There's many, many people that want to glorify God and want to surrender to the holy name, want to serve Nityananda's holy name. They get together and they go out and they play musical instruments and they dance and they sing. And you can't be enthusiastic without surrender, and you can't surrender without enthusiasm. So it's not, we shouldn't just look at surrender, hear about surrender, we should surrender. Yeah, I read a lot about surrendered devotees, and I saw a lot of surrendered devotees, but I never surrendered. I've seen a lot of enthusiastic devotees, and I met a lot of enthusiastic, but I never became enthusiastic. It's just the modes of nature. It's just, it's okay if you're Bhakta Joe or something. Indians in general should be a cut above the rest because they have Indian birth. To me, Sankirtan is, I don't have enough hands and legs and energy to do what I want to do. Suvi branam bratu kara sarasi jam komalataram mito vaktro loko. Mito vaktra loko chalita paramananda ridayam brahmantamadurya haha madayantam purajanan bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam niravadhi. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna bhajan tree, who held the supremely soft lotus hand of his brother Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Komalataram. Karasarasijam Komalataram. Komala Ataram. Komala means soft and Ataram means very soft. And we say Purna Purna Tara Purnatam. So Purnatara means very Tara Tara Atara. So Komalataram means very soft. Kara means hand. Sarasijam, he held. Bratu, his brother. And his heart is filled. Nitai's heart is filled with the highest bliss. So, vaktra, vaktra, loko, chalita, paramananda ridayam. So, completely blissful heart is paramananda ridayam. His heart became filled with the highest bliss. Two brothers gazed in each other's eyes. Lok, chalita, vaktra. Mitto means pair. So when the Vaktra, when they looked in each other's eyes, is this phrase, Mitto Vaktra Alok Aloko, Vaktra Aloko Chalita. They gaze in each other's faces. Vaktra means face, and Aloka means eyes. Achalita, yeah, Aloko Achalita. The eyes didn't move. They were locked in a loving glance, and the faces, the pair, Mitto Vaktra means the two faces. And who wandered here and there, delighting the townspeople with his sweetness. Brahmanta means wandering. Madhuryer aha, Madhyantam Purajanan. He, the Purajana, the residents of various towns and villages, he made them mad. Madhyantam aha, he made them mad with his Madhurya. He was wandering sweetness personified. He was the embodiment of sweetness wandering everywhere. And anyone who saw him became maddened. Madhyantam Purajanan. Delighting the townspeople with his sweetness. That's what it says. Madhyantam. Brilliant, delighted. So delighted they were intoxicated. That's really sweet liquor. And they had a sweet lakar. So now the shruti file for hearing all these wonderful glories of Nityananda. Rasanamadaram rasikavarasad vaishnavadanam rasagaram saram patitatatitaram smaranta param nityanandashtakam idam apurvam patatiyas tadangri dvandabjam puratu nitaram tasividaye Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravadi. Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravadi. Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Vadi Tarukandam. May Sri Nityananda Prabhu place his lotus feet in the heart of one who lovingly recites this unprecedented and supremely potent Nityananda Ashtakam, which is a reservoir of rus, the greatest treasure and the most exalted, the greatest treasure of the most exalted rasic Vaishnavas, and the storehouse of the essence of bhakti ras. This Nityananda Ashtakam bestows liberation to the fallen soul who simply remembers Nityananda's sublime qualities. Nityananda Ashtakam ki jai. Rasanamadharam Adhar Rasikavarasad Vaishnavadhanam. The wealth Varasad Rasagaram Saram. Rasagaram Saram is the essence of Ras. Patita Tatitaram delivers all the fallen. Someone simply remembers it. The supreme prayer to Lord Nityananda is a purvam, unprecedented, an unprecedented pat, unprecedented prayer. And what will happen? Someone who's humble and submissive, those twin pair of lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Angri Dwandwa, those two lotus feet, Abja means lotus, those two lotus feet will spurato manifest in the heart of the humble and submissive who recite this Nityananda Ashtakam. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Nityananda Rama ki jai.